You want to go first?
Okay. Oh, we have 45 minutes. Okay. My name is Rachel Rubright. I am 24 years old. Today is August 9th, 2019. Ooh, I think.
2019, yeah.
Yeah, August 9th, 2019. And I'm speaking with Jaden, who is my best friend. We are recording this interview in Tallahassee, Florida. All right. That's done.
Oh, I don't get to say anything? Okay.
Oh, so I think it was just the interview. Well, I kind of introduced
you. This is begin with all participants.
Okay, fine. Introduce yourself.
So I'm Jaden. Rachel and I have known each other basically our whole lives. Mm-hmm. I use they, them pronouns. And I'm 25 going on 26. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. So, first question. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? So answer that half first.
Okay. Well, are there any positive moments or memories? Let me think about that. Like, I mean, yes. So I would say making cookies with my grandmother when I was like 10. Because she had such a different process on baking than I do. And like, even though she spent the whole time basically bossing me around, it really like showed me in a way how much she loved me at the same time. And I also learned how to sift flour because I had never sifted flour before.
There you go.
And I think that was really important to me. And then, you know, she had this like way of like yelling at you in a loving way. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I was outside building a snowman, right? And I was like 10, and it was like the first time I'd really built a snowman besides when I was little. And she insisted that I like wore like hat, scarf, gloves, everything. And I was like, I don't need a hat. And she was like, yes, you do. Absolutely, you do. And I was like, okay. So I went outside and I took off, literally, I built the snowman, okay? And literally the moment I took off my scarf to put it on the snowman, she was tapping on the window, like, put your scarf back on.
Grandma intuition.
Yeah. I was like, how did you even see that? You weren't even by the window. So I would definitely say that. And then my uncle was a musical genius. And every single interaction with him, like, playing the piano and stuff, like, I used to sit next to him on the bench and, like, watch and listen. And I think he's part of what, like, inspired me so much when I play the piano. So, yeah. And then, you know, going back to my grandmother, when my dad graduated nursing school, she came down from Ohio and was there for his pinning ceremony. And she, like, was the one to pin him.
Aww.
And so when I graduated from... I'm going to start crying. When I graduated from nursing school, she had already passed away. But I had, like, her old hat pin. And so my dad pinned me with the hat pin so that she could be there, too. Now I'm crying.
So sweet.
Yeah.
All right. A little more on a somber note. Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today? Archive it.
Yeah.
Name like your top three.
Well, so I feel like that's difficult because, like, I literally went through like lifelong abuse from my mom and brother. So
yeah.
It's hard to say like any one particular one of those events like shaped me more than the others because it was constant. But that being said, there was one time, so you remember those like gopher turtles and stuff?
In your yard?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, well, sometimes the gopher turtles were in the road, and so we would like pull over to get them out of the road. And like gopher turtles were endangered, you're not supposed to touch them, but if they're in the road, I'm going to save them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, right. So I think I was like maybe 10 or 11, maybe 9. I don't know. And we pulled over to get this turtle out of the road. And I remember like watching this car, like, come towards the turtle, and I was, like, motioning, like, please, like, move over, and the car swerved to hit the turtle. Yeah. And, like, I still remember, like, the sound.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful. It was super, super awful. I
hate that.
Yeah. Okay. And then, like, when I was a teenager, I had, like, this fancy literature class that I had to do, right? And one of the things that they wanted me to read was Grapes of Wrath. And, like, the first, like, scene is this turtle, like, going about his life. And then suddenly gets run over. And I was just like, I can't read this book. Wow. I was, like, on the spot. I was like, I'll fail this assignment. I don't care. I'm not reading this book.
Yikes.
I did end up reading the book, but it was awful. It was the stupidest book ever. Anyway.
All right. That was two. Do you want to do one more? Or is that... You good with that?
I mean, there's a lot of negative events that shaped
All right, we'll
me.
We'll just leave it at that.
Then, okay.
Because that's really depressing. All right.
Thanks.
So, can you tell me about one of the people who has been kindest to you in your life?
Can I say you?
No.
No, why not?
There's someone else.
But it's true, though.
Well, all right.
Like, so, one of the things I struggle with the most... And I feel like this sounds really extra, especially in relation to everything I just said, but, like, I struggle a lot with, like, the idea of unconditional love, because, like, most people don't love you unconditionally, and I think I struggled with it, especially because, like, my parents and my family don't love me unconditionally, and they're supposed to, arguably. But, like, probably the closest thing to, like, unconditional love that I've ever felt in my life is from you. Because, like, I feel like no matter what weird bullshit I'm doing, or, like, no matter what weird goth outfit I show up in, or no matter what dumb thing I've done, or how much of a mess I am, you still, like, stick by me, and you're still like, all right, Jade, let's just do this. Like, okay. And, like, I feel like you inspire me to be a better person and to be less of a mess. And yeah. Oh. So yeah, you mean a lot to me.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
And you've gone out of your way to do nice things for me so many times. I'm going to cry again. Like, I don't even know if you know how much it means to me.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm just going to cry.
No,
this whole
cry.
Thing.
Archive it. We'll archive these tears.
Hello, yes, I cry a lot.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Next question. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn them? I feel like you kind of answered this in the first question, but, you know, we'll go back to it.
I mean, yes and no. I think one of the most important things that I've learned is, like, to, like, stick up for yourself, but also to be, like, open and honest and unabashedly who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, like what I was talking about last night about don't compromise yourself for anyone. Like, yeah. don't, if you're not 100% honest with someone, don't do it at the expense of yourself. You know? Like, I mean, I feel like it's one thing to, like, bend the truth a little bit to spare someone's feelings. But, like, when you do it so that it hurts you, like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a lesson that is really, like, a continuous lesson, because it takes so much, like, courage and vulnerability to be that honest and to be that straightforward and upfront. But, like, the more I do it, the better I feel about myself and my life overall.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
I gotta think about this. Oh my gosh. Well, of course, I started thinking about Cookie, about my rabbit.
Oh, yes.
Because, like, so there was a period right after we got him when, I don't know if he, like, twisted his back or what, but his back legs ended up, like, paralyzed, basically.
Oh, no.
And my mom was like, oh, we need to put him down. And I was like, no, he's my favorite rabbit. I love him. And so, like, I took care of him, and I, like, made sure he didn't get any, like, pressure sores, and, like,
aww.
I propped him up, and it took about a month, but he, like, randomly got better, and I don't know why. It was, like, a whole miracle, but, like, I remember when I realized that, I was just like, oh, my God, he's fine, and he went on to live a very long, happy life. So that was one.
I think it's the only one.
Oh, okay. All right. Just cut me off. It's fine.
Well, fine. Say another one.
Okay. Well, what's another happy memory? There. Okay. This is really, really random. But, like, there was a Wednesday when you and I went to a bookstore, or not a bookstore, a book sale. Like, I think it was, like, the like, Friends of the Library sale or something.
Is this the Crackers and Crumb thing?
No. No, that was the Abeka sale.
Oh, okay.
But that was a lot of fun for no ridiculous reason anyway. But, like...
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Yeah, no. I don't even remember what happened that day, but I wrote about it in my diary about how it was such a good day. And, like, I always remember that I thought that was a really good day, but I don't remember what happened that day.
It was a book sale?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, it was the Friends of the Library sale, so it was, like, a huge warehouse, and they had, like, all these tables with all these different kinds of books.
I think I vaguely remember that place.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad I'm part of one of your happiest memories.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite memory of me? Oh, I guess you kind of just said it.
No.
No favorite memory? Are they all your favorites?
I mean, yeah, obviously, but, like...
That's a good answer.
But, let's see, I don't know, like, oh, I know, okay, so, like, you know how your dad was always, like, cycling through electronic stuff? He was like, we have to get rid of this and get the newest, biggest, better thing.
Yep.
Okay, so, like, whenever DVDs came out and he got rid of, like, all your VHSs, right, he gave them to us, okay? So, listen, so there was a home movie that you had recorded.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yes. Have I seriously never told you this? You I used to watch it all the time when I missed you.
Tell me what was on it.
So it was like, oh, you must have been really little, but you were carrying around this camera, right, recording stuff, and you're walking around your house
and
narrating everything you saw. And I don't know why, but my favorite part was, like, you came into, like, the front room, and your brother was watching the PB&J Otters.
Oh, you did tell me about this! Yeah.
And you were recording it, and you were like, this is such a good show. I love this show. This is a good show. This is a really good show. I think that's so funny. I don't even know why.
Oh my
gosh. It was
gosh.
Just so good.
No, I'm crying. That's hilarious. I forgot I did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were just like this. You were like whispering into the camera, this is such a good show.
Jesus. Such a freaking
All right. Next question. What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
Oh boy.
I mean, I'm proud of graduating nursing school, because I feel like that was, like, a hella accomplishment.
Yeah.
I don't let myself, like, be as proud of myself as I should, and I'm, like, working on that. But anyway, so, if I look back at my life, right, so at 18, I was on my own with literally nothing but my purse and my laptop and the clothes I was wearing, you know? And I managed to go through nursing school, like, move out to, like, a stable apartment and, like, basically be completely on my own with, like, no help from my parents or, like, any family members, really. And got through nursing school, and, like, by age 20, I was, like, a full-blown nurse, and, like, it's weird because, like, most people, even my age now, you know, at 25, here we are 5 years later, you know, most people my age didn't have a stable career or even know what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of my friends didn't even drive. And it was such a, like, such a wild comparison to feel like I had struggled so much, but I was still way farther ahead than most people.
Yeah.
And, like, I keep trying to give myself credit for that and, like, be proud of that because it is a lot. You know, I started college at 15, like...
Yeah, and I'm going to interrupt into this interview for you, but that's good. One of the things I admire about you the most is that you... Like, I know you still have, you know, all these difficulties and everything, but you were eight. Like, I always remember looking at you and thinking, how is she doing that? Like, you have...
How are they doing that?
How are they doing that? And I was like, I don't think I could. And you just amazed me.
Aww.
So much.
Thank you.
And I always admired your resilience and your ability to just... get it done. I mean, I don't know how, I'm not saying that very well, but that was one of the things you amazed me. And aww. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm
really proud of how far I've come in terms of like mental health. And I know I talk about that like 24/7, but it's really important to me.
It is important.
And like, when I think about where I am now versus where I was a year ago or a year and a half ago, because, like, that was when I started, when I had, like, that major, like, depressive episode, and I couldn't get out of bed. And I've always prided myself on being, like, a functionally depressed person. Like, oh, I might hate myself, but I could still get out of bed in the morning and go to work or whatever. But, like, it was really hard for me, like, you know, January or a year ago, and, to completely like turn my life around and I've at this point I've changed every area of my life for something better, and that's like a huge accomplishment for me. So yeah,
I can't express how much I admire you, just the aww. Way you've been able to get through all that.
I love you.
What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life? Didn't we just do this?
That we did what makes you proud.
Oh, okay. What's so one of your greatest accomplishments?
I mean, I guess we did kind of answer that.
Okay, can we skip that one?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've accomplished. See, this is my issue. I'm like, oh, I haven't done anything. Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. You've done so much. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, it's your interview.
Oh, okay. All right. Well... they said it's a dialogue, remember? It's not just...
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah, I remember in the beginning they were like, you can ask follow-up questions.
And okay, I was just going to say, people don't... I don't think people count small things as accomplishments enough. Yeah. I mean, just like what you said, the fact that you were functionally depressed, which sounds horrible, but the fact that you were able to just get up and move through all of that.
And keep going.
Yeah, each day, I think is such a huge accomplishment. You're going to make me cry again. I think aww. That's so big. So aww. I think that should be one of your proudest moments, each day, just being able to...
Oh, yeah, I'm literally going to cry.
And I'm tearing up too.
Just going to sit here and
this
sob.
This is horrible. We're not interviewing each other.
No, right. I'm just good at crying. That's my greatest accomplishment. I can cry about anything.
All right, let's do the next one.
Okay.
Want to go move on?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
Oh, boy, a lot. Okay, so I remember when I was little, first of all, I thought 16 was a really old age. I was like, when I'm 16, I'm going to be X, Y, and Z. And, like, I think I thought I was going to be, like, I thought I would be able to drive at 16, and I thought I would be, like, this super cool teenager, and, like, I don't even know what I thought, but, and then I also thought that you, like, had to go to college, and then when I learned that it wasn't mandatory, I was like, wait, what? Right. Of course, I still wanted to go to college, but, like, I think I thought I was going to be, like, a famous artist or a famous singer or something when I was little, you know?
I don't think that.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I mean... I feel like I had more evidence than most children my age because, like, I did get that scholarship when I was 5 to go to the Columbus College of Art and Design.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So, like, there was, like, this contest where you had to draw a picture, and then there was, like a summer-long art camp, right? And that art camp would offer opportunities going forward. But I drew a picture my grandmother didn't, and she was, like, sitting... posing for me, but I didn't like the background, so I picked a different background and drew it around her, and like it looks like a decent picture. Like, my mom has a copy of it still from when I was 5, so
I like that.
Yeah. And I got it. And my mom was like, oh, you know, they were probably like one of several kids who got it. No, I was one of two who got into the Columbus College. Yeah. So, like, I was like, oh, I'll try to be a famous artist, like, whatever. And then I, like, barely draw now. So, I'm trying to get back into that now that I'm less depressed and I can do things. But, you know, and then, like, I feel like I have to get, I'm getting off topic.
Yeah, I forgot the question too.
I feel like my biggest overall issue is that I don't want to choose just one thing. Like, you know how a lot of times people are like, oh, like you grow up and you do one thing and then you retire and then you travel and stuff. I never wanted to be like that. I wanted to do everything. And, like, that's even why I chose nursing as a career, because I knew I wouldn't have to work, like, 7 days a week or whatever. Like, I'd just work a couple days a week, and then I could do what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that, like, I could never focus on any one thing. So I'm, like, instead of being really good at one thing, I'm, like, kind of good at a lot of little things.
Yeah, a jack like, of all trades.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of good at singing. Like, I'm kind of good at, like, mermaiding and stuff. Like, you know, and I guess those are really, like, random things to be good at. But, like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I didn't pursue as fully as I wanted to as a result. Mm-hmm. Because I was always like, but if I choose that, then I can't do anything else. And, like, with clowning and stuff, you know, like, I went to clown school and I was so excited. And I started doing events and then I just stopped because then I was like, but I have to do this other thing. And yeah, so I guess I'm like passable on most of my skills, but not like really good, if that makes sense. So I guess I'm a little bit disappointed in my life with that. How has your life been different than you'd imagined? I don't know, a lot of it, like, I mean, you know, with the thing I was telling you about last night, I had no idea that was going on. I don't really want to talk about it on this recorded interview, but, that's like, okay. Like, that kind of made me look back at my entire life and, like, reevaluate everything. And, like, I still, to this day, I feel like I'll remember things one way and then realize that it was completely different because of that. And, I don't know. I think that alone is, like, earth-shattering almost, you know?
That's a pretty intense realization.
Yeah.
Or discovery.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Two more. If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you most regret having not told someone? Why haven't you told them yet?
Well, I'm really salty at Alex still because... Listen.
No, so, understandable.
All right, so let me tell the recording. Okay.
The people listening.
Yes, yes. So I just broke up with my partner of 2 years because for no apparent reason they decided to ignore me for basically 2 weeks. And I told them the entire time they were ignoring me, like, hey, like, are we going to work on shit or what the fuck? Oh, I guess I shouldn't be cussing on this. Anyway. So anyway, you know, and I feel like they didn't listen to me, but I also kept getting the impression that, like, you know, maybe they wanted me to leave them and they just didn't work up the courage to leave me themselves. And, so I finally ended up doing it because I was like, I can't live my life like this in just like a one-sided relationship where you're going to ignore me for 2 weeks and not tell me what's going on. Like, I need some communication. And we even did have some communication at one point, and they said they were going to talk to me and work on things, and, you know, we had, like, a game plan to do that, and then they did it. So I was like, all right, I'm done. And, you know, I never wanted to leave them. Like, I still love them. You know, they mean the entire world to me, but, like, I can't live my life like that. And I'm not going to put all this effort into a relationship that you're not putting any effort into. So I broke up with them, and then, like, 2 days later, they sent me, like, this long message that was basically, like, I messed up, and I miss you, and you were there for me during some of the darkest times in my life, but, like, I bailed on you the moment things started to get better, and blah, 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 blah. And I basically sent them a message back that was kind of like, yes, you did in fact bail on me. And like, that really sucked. And here is how I feel about that. And they haven't responded to that. And it's been like another 2 weeks. Oh, I was like, what is that? It's been like another 2 weeks. And so I was talking to my therapist yesterday, and I like to write poetry, right? I guess that's something I'm good at. I'm good at writing poetry. Anyway, so I was showing her some of the poems that I'd written about the breakup, and one of them, she was like, you should send this to them. And I was like, really? Like, are you sure? And she was like, yes. And I haven't done that yet. And so I guess, like, if I died tonight, I would regret that Alex and I never finished that conversation. But that's also not on me completely. Like, I mean, if I send that poem, I guess it's, like, starting up the thread again. But, like, if they're not going to respond, they're not going to respond. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like they're ignoring me completely. Like, they still talk to me about other things, but the thing that needs to be talked about is not being talked about.
Elephant in the room. Jeez.
Yeah. And a couple of times I've been like, yo, what gives? And they're like, oh, you deserve a faster response, but I just have some shit going on. Okay, but, like, you always have shit going on. I always have shit going on. You can make 5 minutes and respond. You know what I'm saying? If it was really that important to you. Anyway, that's where I'm at with that.
All right. Next question?
Sure.
Last one. Oh. Turn the tables. Tell the person you're interviewing what they've meant to you. Okay, I kind of already said this, but I think the biggest thing that I really... Well, there are a couple things. Oh my gosh, I'm going to start tearing up already. Is just how resilient and strong and... Like, you have just, like, been an image of just what it means to push through things for me. Like, if I have to name one person who, I just thought could make it through whatever, it would be you. So, there's that. And, like, I guess that's the biggest thing. Like, that's number one. But number two is just the fact that you're one of my oldest friends. And that's because you're one of my only friends who has, like, tried to keep our relationship going. Like, so many, like, I mean, you were the only person who has come to visit me here. And so...
Oh, like, of course.
I know, but it's just, like, you try to keep relationships.
If you were all the way across the world, I would come see you.
And that's, like, it's just so amazing because... Like, nobody else does that. And I don't even know if I would do that for... Like, I obviously haven't done that for some of my friends. But you do that for me. And it makes me feel so special. Aww. And so loved. And so I guess that's one of what you mean to me is, like, you're just such an amazing friend. Like, aww, you're so accepting and so loving. And you're so smart.
So. I'm just going to cry a lot now.
Yeah, I know. Tearing up.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. That's our interview. Jaden and Rachel.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you sure we're finished?
Sure. Yes.